we serve a God that's real, you know? He did die, but he was risen. I mean, you know, he is alive. And we serve that God, you know? He is alive. That's something to believe in. We have that hope. I'm going to preach about that this morning. It's Ephesians chapter 3. I've preached on this chapter before, but the Lord's led me to verse 16. Chapter 3, verse 16. If you'll open up your Bibles, iPhones, Android apps, whatever you got. So I've got my Bible. I like my Bible apps. It's quick. You can get to it. Also, I love to read this. I like the book, you know. There's just something about it. I don't know. I like to read out of it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, let me speak it the way you want me to say, what you want me to say, Lord. Clear my mind. Fill me with your holy presence this morning. Lord, guide and direct every word that's said. Let it be your words, Lord, this morning. Let us leave here better than we came. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power, that is work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. There's a few things as we start off in verse 16, there's a few things that I want to point out. The first thing is strength. Strength. The second thing is power through the Spirit. The third thing is rooted and established. Rooted and established. Remember these three things. And then through all that, we're gonna bring some points out this morning. To know this, to know these things, what is strength? Do you guys have strength this morning? Do you have strength this morning? Now we find strength in a lot of things, but sometimes we go through hard times in our life, or we go through a time that challenges us, and we need strength, right? And so where does that strength come from? Where do you find that strength at? Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is the power through His Spirit is where we find that strength, right? The power through the Spirit. When we look at verse 16, it says, I pray out of the glories of riches that He may strengthen you. So when we're lacking in faith a little bit, when our faith is rocked, and when we're going through hard times, we need strength. We need that strength through Him, and that strength comes from Him. That's what it says. It says, this strength comes from Him. What? Through His Holy Spirit living within you. Amen? Through the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Amen.
Are you coming here and pray, Lord? Help me, guide me, use me, and boy, be by this and help
me. Amen.
One time I started believing, I said, Lord, if something else happens, I'll try and get back real quick. Now I'll forget about that. I'll get back in anyway.
Amen. Amen. What's what we're talking about this morning? Where do you find your strength at? That's what I want to ask you this morning. Where do you find your strength at that helps you through those times? Where do you find that strength when you're down and when you need that? Where do you find that at? You can look in yourself. You can try to find it within yourself. And there's a lot of religions that talk about the inner peace. You know, inner peace. You know, you hear that. But you can look all you want and you're not going to find that inner peace other than you're going to find it in Jesus. Not like that. Jesus is the place where we find this. He gives that inner peace. I think probably he's hungry. I think he's saying, hey, I'm hungry. And that's okay, because I'm hungry this morning too. I'm hungry for the Word of God, aren't you? Amen?
Amen.
So we find strength to strengthen our faith. We find strength to strengthen our health. Because Jesus is it. He's the one that heals us. Amen?
Amen?
We find that strength and that same strength, that same power. And that's why that song, Believe, I wonder if we just could believe that. You know, we believe in a Jesus that is risen. We believe in a Jesus that healed people. We believe in a Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. We believe that, right? Because that's what the Scripture tells us. If that's the same guy that we say we believe in, then why can't we believe that he can give us faith, he can give us health, and he can give us wisdom to understand these things? Amen?
Amen.
Come on now. You know, I think we just have a belief issue sometimes. We have to believe it. We say it, but we just really, truly don't believe it. Just really take it to the inner part of us and believe it. Because it says here, he says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. Love. We find love all through the Scriptures, right? Love is like the most of all thing, right? Love is it. We have to love each other because Christ is love. God is love. And that love that lives inside of you comes out of you, right? So if Christ lives within you, then that love comes out of you, right? So it's rooted in that. It's rooted and established in love. And it may, you know, it gives you power together. Power together. Wow. As the church comes together, right? We have power together. Amen? That's that unified church. That's that. And Paul talks about that in the next chapter, about unity in the church. And this power that we have is rooted and established in love through Jesus Christ. What? Through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within you. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, that power that lives within you that you believe in, right? Amen? We all believe that this morning. If you're saved this morning, you believe in that power that lives within you. Amen?
Amen.
I wrote here in a side note, because it says this, no power, or no spirit, no power. No spirit, no power. Because there's, he says this. Let's look here. It says in verse 19, and to know this, love transpasses knowledge, that you may be filled. It transpasses knowledge. Because you can know a lot of things. You can know this Bible from front cover to back cover. You can know every chapter. You can know every word. You can know where all the books are. You can have all that knowledge you want. But if the Holy Spirit does not live within inside of you, it doesn't mean anything. It's just words in a book. It's just knowledge. No spirit, no power. That's what he's saying. The power. You know, we started our study in the book of Revelation on Friday at our Bible study. And in the first chapter, it goes into the churches. And it starts talking about the churches. And in the churches, Jesus says, I know the good things that you've done. He starts off. I know the good things you've done. But then he goes on, he says, but I have some things against you. He says, I have some things against you. And he talks about these things. And he says, first, he says, all these things, you know, and he says, repent. I want you to repent of these things that I have against you. He said, because if you don't, I'm going to remove my lampstand. What's he talking about with the lampstand? What do they represent? The lampstand represents the power of God, the light of God. When you look back from Exodus all the way through, it represents His Spirit. It represents the church. He's talking to the church. He's not talking to a building. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the people. He said, no spirit, no power. He said, if you don't repent, if you don't live like, you know, he said, if you don't repent, he always gives this option of repentance. You know what's that? He always gives repentance. He's, you know, he never says, I'm done with you. Just move on. He says, repent. He loves you. He loves me. He knows that we go through times and we go through trials. Sometimes we don't do right because he's telling you. He said, I know your good works. I know the things that you do but yet I have some things against you. That's what he says to the churches. The churches represent each and every one of us. You are the church. It's not the building. It's you. You are the church. Listen to me. I want to stay on track here. You know, the power that we have together, all is in all the Lord's people, is what it says. And when we gather together, man, can you imagine what we could do if we all come together in love? And that's not easy to do sometimes, because there's just some people out there that's hard to love, right? I admit it now. I'm not wrong. There's just some people out there, it's a little more, it's difficult, right? So they're challenging. But you know what? Jesus loved each and every one of us to the point of death. He died for you, even the ones that he didn't like, or even the ones that he disapproved of, even the ones that it was hard to love. They didn't love him at all. But yet he still died for them. You get that this morning? When we can come together in love, when we can come together and share this love with each other, we have to work at it, I know that. But when we can come together and share this love, that's when we get the fullness of God. And that's what he's talking about right here. He says, all this surpasses knowledge, verse 19, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. And that comes with the love that we have together. The love that we share together. You know, I could go on to say, how are we able to do this? How are we able to witness to people? How are we able to have the strength to go out on the streets and preach the word? Do we do that? Do we get out and preach the word? Do we get out in the highways and the byways and do what? See, I'm talking to the church this morning because this is the purpose of the church. Why would he leave us here? Why would he just not take us to heaven and just establish? Why would he leave us here? He left us here for a purpose. He said that when he left. He gave us the Great Commission and he said, here's what I want you to do. Because I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit, all right? You're going to, you know, this church, I'm going to leave my church here because he said, there's things I need to complete. There's things I need to finish and I'm going to have you guys do it. So get out there in the highways and byways and start preaching the word. Go out there and compel people to come into the church. Get out there and witness to people. And how do we get that strength? Where do we find that strength at? That's what we find it right here. We find it with the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. Because without that, we couldn't do anything. We're powerless without the Spirit within us. How are we able to love people that seem to be unlovable? You ever met somebody kind of unlovable? There's some people. I have to say, Herman met somebody yesterday on the phone. A little unlovable, right, Herman? I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm just going to say, Herman made a phone call, and I was proud of Herman to do it. He made a phone call because he was inviting somebody to pick him up with the bus, and Herman said that a guy answered the phone and said, "Who is this?" with some choice words. And he said, "Oh, we don't go to church." He was real rude to Herman, you know. Unlovable people sometimes we meet. You know, that it's kind of like, hey, I want nothing to do with church. I don't want nothing to do with this. You ever met somebody like that? Those are challenging, aren't they?
Yeah, those are challenging.
You know, that's where the power of the Holy Spirit comes in. Because Jesus loves everyone. He does. He doesn't want anybody to suffer. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He does not want that. He wants everybody to come to repentance. He wants everybody to come to understand the fullness of him and to live in that fullness of love and unity in the church. How are we able to, I mean, can you imagine this? How are we able to imagine that God could use me or use you? Can you imagine that? Why would God use somebody like me to do anything for him? You know, I mean, you ever think about that? Why would God use me to do anything at all? You know, I'm never good enough. I mean, that's what, you know, you think these things. I'm never good enough. I'm never smart enough. I'm never all this. But God doesn't care about that. You know, because the Holy Spirit living within you, the Holy Spirit living within you gives you the wisdom and gives you the power and gives you the strength. Amen?
Amen.
So when we come to that understanding, it's hard to imagine those things to me. So Jesus who is in us, who is at work in us, that's in verse 20. He is the person that lives within you and is at work in you. Understand that? Verse 20, now to him who is able. That's the whole thing. We have a God who is able to do. And he can use you, he can use me, he can use whoever to do his will. We just have to be obedient and believe. That's why I was saying that, believe. Do you believe this morning? If you believe that, then I don't think anything's impossible for the church to do. Amen?
Amen.
I don't think anything's impossible for the church to do if you just believe. It may not go the way you want it, but it'll go the way God wants it. And that's hard to understand too. You know, we have a God that can do more than we can possibly imagine. And that power is at work in us. That's what I've got written down. That power is at work in us. In the church. You are the church. It is in us. What's it for? What's it for? It says right here in verse 21. Verse 20 and 21. It says, the power that is at work within us, to him be the glory, what? In the church? And in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. That power that is at work, it is to glorify the church and to glorify Him most of all. But that glory works in the church. What glory is that? The power of the Holy Spirit that works in each and every one of us that believe. That's what the church is here for, is to bring the light to the world. You know, we've been left here, like I said before, to build the church, which is to be for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We've been left here to build that church for Him. And that power, you know, He didn't have a home. He said, I don't have a stone to lay my head. I don't have anything. But yet He has me. He has you. Now He lives within you. He's made you His home. Man, that's something to think about, isn't it? I'm an undeserving person. I don't deserve this. But He chose. I chose to serve. I believe in Him. And He said, if you believe in me, I'll come into you. Right? Isn't that what the Scripture says? If you believe in me, I'll dwell in you. Do you believe that this morning? So what's the church look like to you? I'm going to ask you that question. You think about that this morning. What's the church look like to you? When you think of church, see the old, you know, when we think of church, we think of a building, right? When we're driving down the road, we say, well, I seen a church. You think of a building. And that's the first thing that comes to your mind. But the church that Jesus was talking about was the individual, was the person. He was talking about the people. He said, I'm going to build my church. He was talking about the people. He wasn't talking about a wooden structure or a stone structure. He was talking about people. And so what's that look like to you today? When you really think about that, what does that look like to you? I want you to think about that this morning. And it's not about out of judgment or condemnation to somebody else or some, you know, it's about taking a look at me. I take a look at myself and say, what do I think the church really looks like? Does it look like it should? Is it the church that Jesus would be proud of? If He was going to write a letter to you, you're the church, right? If Jesus was going to write a letter to you, what would He say? Would He say, I know your good works. I see what you do. but I have these things against you. If he was to write a letter, what would he say to you? The church has to be strong. The church has to have power. It has to be rooted and established in love. That's what he's saying right here. This is what the church has to be. This is what it has to be. It has to be strong, and it has to have the power of the Holy Spirit. It has to be rooted and established in love of Christ. And when we have all that, then there is power in the church. There's power in the church. We can see revival happen in communities. We can see things happen in this church like we've never seen happen before. We just have to believe it. Amen? You believe it this morning? You believe that this morning? God has done some great things to me, for me. He has. I've been challenged. I got to say, I've been challenged. I preached last week. I said last week, you know, about things that I've been going through. And you know, this week, I find out that my company, you know, switched insurances. You know, and my insurance company now, my new one that took over May 1st, takes none of my doctors. So you wonder why I'm smiling, because, see, you know, okay. Because I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, okay, now what I got to do, you know? But, you know, every time I get challenged by something, God does something great. And I have to be reminded of that. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm not going to get worried about this. I'm not going to stress over this. There's doctors out there that I can find, maybe not, I don't know. But I know that you're going to do something great. Because every time I get challenged by something, every time I get knocked down, something great happens. And that's what I believe this morning. That's what I believe this morning. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say that to anybody. If you're here this morning and you're just down a little bit and you need a faith builder, let's just pray together this morning. Amen. Listen, you know, we love each other here. We want nobody here to suffer. We want everybody to be encouraged. We understand that we have challenges in life and we go through these things, but that's what the church is here for. We're here to share our love with each other. That's what the Scripture just told us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, things will happen. We'll see healing. We'll see this. We just have to believe in those things. It may not happen the way we want. Because it never does. Never happens the way I think it's going to happen. It always just happens. But I believe in it. I believe in it 100%.
Amen.
So if you're here this morning and you need prayer this morning, I just ask you to come forward right now. Just come forward. Let us pray with you. If you need to get closer to Christ today, let us pray with you. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, I challenge you to come forward this morning. Sometimes we have this knowledge, we have this idea, but we really just truly don't believe it. And I'd say, Lord, forgive me for my unbelief. Because there's times that I've been there. And I say, Lord, please forgive me for my unbelief. Strengthen my faith. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, I know there's many others that's had greater challenges than I've ever had. Lord, and you've seen them through those times. Lord, but there's people who struggle with things every day, and you know those struggles. And you tell us, just cast your burdens on me and I'll take care of them. And we just have to remember that, Lord. Lord, we believe in you. We love you. Lord, we praise you. We just want to be good servants. We want to be good witnesses to you. Lord, I pray for this church. Lord, I pray for your people here this morning that's come to honor and glorify your name, dedicated to teaching. Lord, let us be great good servants, Lord. Just fill us with your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord. Fill us with your love. Let your Holy Spirit take complete control of our lives. Because without the Spirit, we have no power. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. We need you in our lives, Lord, to see us through. Lord, you know the ones that are sick and afflicted that are in this church, Lord. They're suffering. They have challenges, Lord, and we believe right now in Jesus' name that you will heal them. You know their names, Lord. You know who they are. They're on the minds and the hearts of your people here. Lord, when we leave this place this morning, we're not leaving you, Lord. We're taking you with us wherever we go. Again, let us be good servants and good witnesses. And I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.